The following is a message from the pulpit of Parkside Baptist Church in Mesquite, Texas, led by Pastor Mike Wells.
That ought to bless your gizzard, amen? I love to hear Brother Palmore sing. Love to hear Brother Palmore. Good to see the Washburns here, amen? Good to see y'all here this morning. We're going to look into chapter 14 here just a little bit this morning. I want to be an encouragement to you. I want to be an encouragement to all of us this morning. And really, be honest with you, I want to kind of brag on my Savior Jesus this morning, okay? So that's most of what I'm going to do. But more than that, I just want to talk about not just who he was or what he did, but what he can mean to you and what he can mean to you this morning, okay? I want to understand Matthew chapter 14. It's a great chapter in the Bible. Great chapter. Many things that can be preached out of this chapter. I mean, we're just coming off the feeding of the 5,000, which it says in verse 21 was just 5,000 men besides women and children. So he fed a lot more than 5,000, brother. Amen. You know, it could have been anywhere from 12 to 15 to 20,000. We don't know, but it was more than 5,000. And what a miracle. What a great passage of Scripture. And then right after that, we see, of course, the chronicles here and the truth of Peter walking on the water. Amen? And what a great account of Scripture that is as we look into the history of that. But then we come right after the two things that I just mentioned. And by the way, let me say this. You'll notice in the first event that I talked about that's recorded here in the Bible, where it talks about the disciples, and it talks about it came time to feed all these people that were following Christ. You'll notice what the disciples said to Jesus, and they said in verse number 15, they said, it's time is past, supper time. It says, send the multitude away that they may go into the villages and buy for themselves victuals or food, if you will. And he said, they need not depart. Give them something to eat. They said, yeah, but we don't have enough to feed all these people, Jesus. All we have are these five loaves and these two fishes. He said, bring them to me. And then, of course, you know the miracle after he prayed and started breaking the bread. I mean, he was able to feed everybody and then take up as well 12 baskets full of the fragments that remained. What a great miracle. But you see the doubt that was there by the disciples. And then we have a story about Peter and how Peter was doing great walking on the water. By the way, he still holds the water walking record for humans. Amen. But he began to lose faith. He began to sink. And Jesus reached down and lifted up by his hand and says, he says to him, he says, because he was afraid, he says, wherefore didst thou doubt? Oh, he said, O thou of little faith. But now we come to the next thing in line here in Matthew chapter 14. And here we see that they came over to the land of Gennesaret. Now, I want you to notice some things here. And in the way of introductory to the message, let me say this. Here's some men. It says the men of that place, the men of that place who had knowledge of Jesus. And that means that they believed in him. They trusted in him that he was the Son of God. Why else would they go throughout all of their country round about and bring the disease to him? Well, they believed that Jesus would heal the disease. Not only did they believe that he could heal them, but he believed that Jesus would heal them. So I ask you this morning, do you believe Jesus can with you like he did with them? These men who had knowledge of Jesus, these men that were in that place, they had knowledge of Jesus. They sent out. So they must have been organizers, according to the Scripture. They must have been planners. They must have been get-something-doners. They must have been delegators. They must have been the type of people who were take charge. These were men of that place. And you'll notice, and when the men of that place had knowledge of him, they sent out into all the country round about. They organized something. They took the initiative to send out and get the people to come to Jesus. They got some other men, got them together, sent them to bring all the disease to one spot in the land of Gennesaret to be healed by Jesus. Now listen to me, don't leave me. We don't know how many, but we know that they brought all the diseased unto Jesus. Because that's what the Bible says. And we believe the Bible for every word it says. And so they belong, it doesn't say they brought some of the disease. They went out and they got all their sick people, all the disease, and brought them to a certain spot where they knew Jesus was going to be, because they wanted them to be healed. Now I find verse 36 especially interesting. So I want you to look at it with me. Verse 36. It says, "And besought him that they might only," look at this, "touch the hem of his garment." Touch the hem of his garment. Now I just want to stop here and say they wanted to only touch the hem of his garment. They just wanted to touch the lowliest part of his clothing. The hem, the bottom, the most ragged, the dirtiest. "Can we touch the hem?" is what they said. That was not only a humble request, but it also shows great faith. You see, they didn't ask for Jesus to speak, just speak the words, Jesus. No, but we do see that in the Bible of some people when they asked Jesus to speak the words. And Jesus talked about their faith. But this kind of faith where they just wanted to touch the hem makes a big difference. I want to preach a message entitled this morning, "Touch the Hem." Touch the Hem. Notice they didn't ask for Jesus to lay hands on them. Notice they didn't ask for Jesus to even pray for them, but they simply made a humble request that they might be able to touch the lowliest, dirtiest, most ragged part of his garment, and they knew with their faith they would be healed. Of course, the answer was yes. I'm sure that the men that brought them were so excited, Brother Palmore. I mean, here's these men getting people together to go out and to get the people that they loved. And I'm sure they were encouraging their diseased loved ones and they were encouraging their friends. Listen, all you have to do is touch the hem. Touch the hem. All you have to do is reach out and touch the hem of the garment of Jesus. That's it. And Jesus will heal you. But you have to touch the hem. You have to touch the hem. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know what this world has diseased you with today. But let me encourage you, along with the men of Gennesaret, to touch the hem of Jesus' garment. Touch the hem of the Savior. He will make you perfectly whole. Perfectly whole. Each one of these dear people were in desperate need of help. And I want you to understand, they were not coming just to see Jesus. They were coming because they were in need. And I got a feeling that we may have some people here this morning. You're discouraged and you're in need. And in some ways, you feel like your life has been diseased. And can I say this? Touch the hem of the Savior this morning. Each one of these dear folks had a burden. Each one of these dear folks had needs, and they were no doubt in pain, some of them. It could be you have some heartache this morning. Touch the hem of Jesus. Each one of these had been encouraged by someone to touch the hem. I'm speaking this morning to this country roundabout, this Gennesaret roundabout. And I'm speaking to, let me ask you a question this morning. What do you need help with this morning? What is it that you need help with this morning? No doubt many walked into this auditorium today diseased with a heartache, diseased with a heavy burden. Perhaps you said in your heart, it can't be fixed. Perhaps you said in your heart, it's beyond repair. Perhaps you said in your heart, it's no use. Perhaps you said in your heart, it's hopeless. But let me encourage you this morning. It's not hopeless with Jesus. Touch the hem of His garment. Touch the hem of His garment. Reach out to Jesus this morning. Reach out to Him. Get on your knees and pray. And reach out to Jesus. You see, He can heal you of your diseased marriage if you'll touch the hem. He can heal you of your diseased children if you'll touch the hem. He can heal you of your disease of loneliness when you touch the hem. He can heal your disease of heartbreak when you touch the hem. He can heal your disease of depression if you'll touch the hem. He can heal your disease of finances. You'll touch the hem. He can heal your diseased relationship, if you'll touch the hem of the garment of Jesus. He can heal your diseased mind, if you'll touch the hem of the garment of Jesus. He can heal your diseased body, if you'll touch the hem of the garment of Jesus. Ladies and gentlemen, what I'm simply trying to say is whatever disease you carry with you this morning, though it may seem hopeless, though it may seem pointless, though it may seem like there's no remedy, let me encourage you, touch the hem of the Savior. Touch the hem of Jesus. Reach out to Him this morning. Amen. He can heal you. Why is it that we look in so many different places for help when He's right there? I've said before, the only distance between you and Jesus is the distance between your knees and the floor. Would you reach out to Him this morning and touch the hem of Jesus? These people were brought together for a reason. Now, look at this verse in verse 36 here. And besought Him that they might only touch the hem of His garment. What a wonderful thing to realize that Jesus is there for you when you need Him the most. He's there for you when you need Him the most. He said, I've come to them that have need of physician, not of those who are whole, but them who have need of a physician. Let me ask you this morning, do you have need of a physician? There are some that will try to take care of everything themselves. What a wonderful, wonderful thing, wonderful feeling of self-improvement, when we take care of something ourselves. It almost feeds our pride, doesn't it? Almost makes us feel so much better and gives us an ego about ourselves. But let me tell you something, folks. Jesus wants us to depend on Him for everything. God wants us to depend on Him for everything. Amen. So I'll lean on Jesus and I'll touch the hem of His garment when it gets bad enough, when the pain gets bad enough, when the situation gets worse. No, listen, the time to touch the hem of the garment of Jesus is now. It's today. It's over everything in your life, Amen. Casting all your care upon Him because He cares for you. So I don't want to bother Jesus with my piddly little problems. Well, let me tell you something. Jesus loves you. He loves you with everything because He is love. Not because of you, but because of Him. He is love. When we come to the point in our life to where we begin to realize that we are helpless without Him, we have gotten to the point where we have taken a step up in spiritual maturity, and we've realized taking a step up in spiritual maturity is learning to depend more on God, depend more on Christ, and spend more time on our knees shows God that we have faith that He can and He will. Not that just He can, but He will. Answers to prayer, my friend, are only found when you pray. So if we don't give Jesus a chance, let me ask you a question. When's the last time you gave Jesus a chance to heal your broken heart? When's the last time you gave Jesus a chance to heal your marriage, to heal your relationships, to heal the things that are going on in your life? When's the last time that you got on your knees before a holy God and said, Jesus, please, I need you to heal me? When's the last time you poured out your heart to the Savior? Oh, listen. Notice part B. I want you to notice this. The Bible says in the second part of verse 36, and as many as touched him were made perfectly whole. As many as. I would think that I would rather it read something like this. And they all touched him, and they were all made perfectly whole. But it doesn't say that. It says, as many as touched him. That means there were some. Get this, don't miss this. There were some that chose not to touch the hem of Jesus to be healed. Why would some do that? Well, the hem of Jesus was very low to the ground. So, brother, that meant he had to humble himself and bow to touch the hem. You understand that? Not everyone's going to want to get on their knees and humble themselves. Not everyone will take that humble position to touch the hem. Whether it be fear, whether it be doubt, whether it be pride, some of them did not choose to be healed. Some of them did not choose to touch the hem of the garment. Jesus was passing right by them, yet they could not bring themselves to the position to touch the garment. How about you this morning? How about you? Jesus is trying to work in your life. He's trying to work in your heart. He's trying to get you. But you're looking for a remedy, some type of remedy of the world, some type of remedy that you can do, something that, or maybe you've just gotten to the point where you've just given up. And you said, there is no fixing this. We serve a supernatural God who has supernatural answers. And let me encourage you, dear folks, he's not ill, he's not old, he's not sick, he's all-powerful, he's almighty, and he can heal you, he can heal your problems, he can heal anything he decides to heal. God is still in the healing business. This is not a time where you say, you know, I give up and I quit and I'm just not going to humble myself and I'm not going to do that. No, this is a time where you say, Lord, I come to you and I cast all my care upon you and I bow before a holy God. Forget about the pride. Forget about saving face. Forget about all that stuff. I need help. And Lord, you're the only one that can help me. Savior of this world, Jesus Christ, is passing by this morning. Here we are gathered together. Here we are people with needs. Here we are people with heartaches. Here we are people with burdens. Here we are people that need to touch the hem of the garment. As many as touched him were made perfectly whole. As many as touched him were made perfectly whole. Would you be one of those? Don't let Jesus pass by. As many as what? As many as would humble themselves and bow low enough to touch the hem. Let that be you this morning. Let that be you this morning. Bow yourself. Humble yourself. Touch the hem of the garment of Jesus. He's coming by. He's passing by this morning, right by your heart. And all he's asking is that you make an effort to reach out and touch the hem of his garment. You bow your heads, please.
Thank you for joining us today. For more audio or video content, you can visit our website at parksidebaptist.org.